did I love enough.
Back in the rearview,
I told the
people, will you be who you thought? Looking back,
did I forgive?
Did back,
I meant that
back in the rearview,
did I
love enough? Will you be who you thought? Looking back,
did I love enough?
Back,
did I
back in the rearview,
people who matter?
Will you be who you thought? Looking
was
back,
was I a good person?
Back,
was
back
I
in the rearview,
good daughter?
Will you be who you thought?
Good
looking
mother.
Back,
was it luck
back,
or dry?
Back in the rearview,
was it luck or was it WMFO? .org, I think it is, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And you are listening right now to Radio Zeke. It is WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We are live, and today, since you are listening to Radio Zeke, you will be graced by the musical stylings and vocal accompaniment expertise of Stace Brandt, who we will cue up in a minute, but let's just get some audio from you. Say hello.
Hey, 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 hey.
And let's get a strum there.
A little strum. Strum action.
There you go. Okay, so it's going to be Stace Brandt. We're going to do a couple of legal things up top to begin with, and then we will dive into some music, and Stace will tell you all about herself. I hope you are listening to us on our terrestrial signal. If you are in the Somerville, Cambridge, Medford area, you might well be listening while you drive around to 91.5 FM. If you are on the internet, you might well be listening on WMFO.org, and we will say hello to people who might be in Cape Town, South Africa, Kiel, Germany, Chester, England, Los Angeles, California, Nashville, Tennessee, Asheville, North Carolina, Austin, Texas, Washington, D.C., Balmer, Maryland, Western Mass, places all around the country and all around the world. I am your host, Zeke Duckworthy. This is Radio Zeke, and
it only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org, but you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
All right, we're working on stuff here while we get our microphones. Okay, there we go. We got our microphones set up. Okay, the way this generally works here at Radio Zeke, the globe-girdling audio choice series presented by me in my megalomaniac manner, because I get to play whatever I want, except for what the guest gets to play. And the guest today is Stace Brandt. And do you have audio there? You can wave at me, yes. Yes, okay. All right, so say hello something.
Hello.
Hello, okay.
I can hear myself.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there we go. Okay. Now, Stace Brandt is somebody who I've seen around town. In fact, at one point wanted to buy my guitar, but then bought another guitar. And she plays and sings lots and lots of stuff of her own composition, and probably some covers as well. But the way this works here at Radio Zeke is that I often ask the victim, that would be you, to select a song or two that we can play in the background, and then we can discuss it. And so we're going to start out with this Amy Winehouse song right here.
Radio is a darkness that we know, and this regret I got accustomed to. Once was the ride when we were at our height, waiting for you in the hotel at night. I knew I had him at my match, but every moment we get snatched. I don't know why I got so attached. It's my responsibility, and you don't owe nothing to me but to walk away. I have no capacity. He walks away, the sun goes down, he takes the day, but I'm grown. And in your way, in this blue shade, my tears dry on their own. I don't understand, why do I stress the man when there's so many bigger things at hand? We could have never had it all, we had to hit a wall. So this is inevitable withdrawal. Even if I stop wanting you, that perspective pushes true. I'll be some next man's other woman, so I can't upgrade myself again. Should just be my own best friend. I fuck myself in the head with stupid man. He walks away, the sun goes down. Ain't no regrets and no emotion, no day. Cause as we kiss goodbye, the sun sets. So we are history. The shadow covers me. The sky above the blaze, lonely lovers see. He walks away, the sun goes down.
Great Amy Winehouse, of course. Tears Dry on Their Own from Back to Black. That's divine.
So good.
Yeah, she's sorely missed.
I know.
Left too soon.
Yeah.
Why do people do that? I mean, in her case, you know, she got abused and beat up mentally, and she drank herself, and her father was like a not nice person to
what
her.
What are we allowed to say on the air?
You can't utter, you can say what you want. You can't, you know, utter like words that are curse words and stuff. But
I would describe him as like everything I can't say.
Yeah. I think I would have to agree. Yeah. And there he was trying to like make his own weaselly career out of it. You know,
it's grimy.
It's psychopathic, you know. Yeah. It's like only I'm the only one who exists. And there's poor Amy Winehouse, who's it's hard to describe Amy Winehouse with that fabulous, immaculate talent as poor Amy, but you cry.
Yeah.
You cry.
Totally.
You know.
Take a moment.
Take a moment and yeah, shout out to Amy wherever you might be.
Yeah.
Why don't you play a song for us? You have a song called New Song One, because it's so new that it doesn't even have a name, right?
I'm already setting myself up for failure, but...
No, you're not.
It is a new song, and I... recently finished it, and I've played it out a couple of times, and I kind of just...
So to me, that's an old song. You know, so you've heard me play songs that are like I'm finishing them at the desk.
Song.
Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. All right, Stay Sprant. Let's hit it.
Time, please stay away from me. I don't
company.
Great song.
Thank you so much.
That's a great song. You're a great writer.
Oh, thanks.
So the first time I saw you was at Passim, and I came up to you. It was probably the first time you played out.
It was in Boston.
Yeah. And I went up to you after, and I said, "Man, are you good?" Do you remember that?
I do. Yeah. I do, actually.
Did you play High Wire that night?
No, I didn't. I don't usually play High Wire out, which is interesting.
You want to play it right now?
I don't even think I can really. I haven't.
See, that's what happens to me. I can't remember. Okay, you play me some more music. What do you got?
Okay,
it's just us here. You know, there's no millions of people outside. It's just us.
Totally. Did I seem nervous?
No, you're brilliant. That's a great song.
Thank you. And I was thinking, I'm in D right now.
This is open D.
Open D, the classic favorite of musicians.
Okay, you know. We got it. Let's give the music geeks their okay. She's playing a seagull, and she's playing an open D.
A workhorse guitar.
A great guitar, actually. It is a workhorse guitar.
I was gonna do something horribly cliche, and just for the sake of being an open D, but I was going to play a Bon Iver tune, which is another one of the artists that I said that
we got Bon Iver queued up here, but
so I was going to play Lump Sum. I was going to play a little cover.
All right, do that, and then we'll follow up by your pick here.
Okay, fantastic.
All right, Lump Sum cover, got it.
My cold night. so mad it was for a venture to vanish on the bow
or settle in snow.
Video fading in the doldrums, and so the story goes, in color the error, and filmed it's a story.
Like they stole it.
fading tones of Wisconsin. Bon Iver. That's a great song right there. We had two Bon Ivers. We had one by the band, the man himself, the band. It's him. You know, it's his band, so it's him. And before that, we had Stace Brandt, who's sitting across from me covering the song Lump Sum. And I think you did it better than they did.
Oh, shush. Don't even.
Keep it up. Now, I think I am graced, and our listeners are in a state of grace here. You got the real thing going here. So, Ms. Brandt. Ms., right? Is that good? Miss?
Oh, man. It's so tough with all the genders these days.
I know.
It's
I know.
Totally cool. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, nobody's judging here. You know, you just want to be respectful, you know?
Yeah.
So, there's a lot of good music out there. Bon Iver is right there, though, you know?
I just have a soft spot. He was definitely the first
musician
that I... So Amy Winehouse and Bon Iver were like the first, because I didn't really grow up listening to older music. My parents never really played it around the house, so.
Where are you from?
I'm just outside of Boston.
Where?
Belmont.
Oh, you're Belmont.
Yeah.
I just drove through Belmont in that's my alternate nice. Career as Lyft driver.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we're not, that's not a call to action. This is not a commercial station. This is supported by the university, and it's a free-form station. Let me take this moment to remind you, you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We're going to do our darndest to not say any kind of words that might get the station's license called into question. We're pretty good at that. I would very much like to hear another song, but before you do.
Okay.
So here you are. You're up in Belmont. On the hill, looking down at the Boston basement.
Oh, man.
I should say Boston Basin, but it's kind of the Boston basement, because the other place I just drove through on my way over here at high speed was Alston Rat City.
Mm.
And it is a rat city. Let's face it, Boston does have a certain rat city rattiness to it.
I'd say so.
And one hopes that it doesn't like get totally gentrified out, you know?
Well, the other day we were sitting on my friend Allie's friends Margaret her porch, and we were looking at the rats running by, and I exclaimed that they're kind of like reverse shooting stars.
Yeah,
like when you see one, it's like this really exciting thing, you should make a wish.
And you know, especially if you are really lucky and you get to see hot and cold running rats.
Yeah,
you know, because, and that often happens around here, especially when it's Alston Christmas, but you know, like at other times as well, like just whenever the rats decide to like celebrate. You don't have a song about rats ready to go, do you? Not yet.
No, I don't actually.
All right, well, you do have another song though. Let's just stop this foolishness and get right to it. What are you gonna play?
I'm gonna play a song called Circles.
Okay. Thank you.
trust something. Don't even analyze it. Don't even trust something. Don't overanalyze it. Don't even trust something. Try something. Trust something.
That song.
When?
Yeah.
Oh, like a few months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
Thanks.
I love your stuff.
Thank you so much.
I'm all blissed out here.
Yeah.
This is like really good.
This is good, yeah.
I'm going to play one of your suggestions here. All right. This is a song by Big Thief right here.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
want to rock out Masterpiece by Big Thief.
So
you were rocking out here. Like, if you could see this, this is, because how can you not?
It's a privilege to listen to them is. on these headphones.
I know. We can at the next one that we listen to, we'll just crank, because this place has good studio monitors too. Mm-hmm. They're like up there. So okay, I hesitate to ask, but like, when did you start listening to Big Thief? Because they're so good.
So good.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely was a bit of a bandwagon fan. Like, yeah. I definitely know people that...
Do you know people who know them?
Actually, some Berkeley kids, because yeah. Adrian Lenker yeah. went to Berkeley, at least for a little while, but yeah. they're so incredible. I think when their Tiny Desk concert came out,
yeah.
that's sort of when I started, and then I just
say, "Holy
stop.
Cow!" Yeah, exactly. You know, it's like they're great; they're just really great.
So good.
All right, you have another song queued up for us. I don't want to waste all this time. I've got like a lot of stuff. Okay, what's your song called here?
This song is called "Case," but all if right. we need to do any other,
no, just play. Okay. Do it. Stace Brandt with "Case," live in studio.
You were home.
Take your oath and put your faith all in this whole damn town. And this is how it goes down. They won't bite unless you're bleeding. Trust your gut, you best believe you better find your own way home. And tell me how you wanna be remembered. And why the light drain out the day. Won't be here when your body starts to crumble. Leave your brightest behind us, and now it's gonna tear us apart.
No, so, yeah. So uplifting.
Great. No, that's that's right there. My guest is Stace Brandt, songwriter and performer extraordinaire from the very streets of Boston.
Yeah.
Do you busk around here?
I've been thinking about it now that the weather is warmer.
Yeah.
I definitely, I have so much respect for buskers.
Oh, yeah. There's some really good ones totally. Nowadays, and there, of course, there have been the great ones, you know, who like, you know, Tracy Chapman and all that.
And
you don't leave anything on the table with Tracy Chapman.
Oh no.
Yeah. No, that's not what I meant. What I meant is you personally are not giving up any points to anybody I've ever seen.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
So, hopefully, you have some shows coming up that you can hype right now.
Yeah, let's have this be the 30 seconds of hype. I just actually had quite a few shows in June. I have a show in New Haven, Connecticut this weekend.
Where?
At this place called Coffee. Uh-huh. It's spelled with a K and a question mark at the end.
Uh-huh.
Like a proposal, Coffee. Mm-hmm. And then the next one in Boston, I have two that are set for the summer, but more could pop up. But July 20th at Dorchester Art Project, I'm gonna be playing with a drummer and a bassist, and then also playing with a drummer and a bassist, and an electric guitar, of course, at O'Brien's on the 29th of August. So those are the two.
O'Brien's summer. Conveniently located next to a tattoo art place, in case like you want to get a Stace Brandt tattoo.
I'll sign you my name on
like,
your
has anybody
boob.
Gotten a tattoo of you yet?
Oh, geez. I don't think I'm that... No,
don't kid yourself. I'm trying to make you blush, but like it's going to happen. This is definitely going to happen.
Yeah.
So,
hopefully in the future.
All right, so you have a web presence, do you not, of some sort?
I try. I'm really bad at social media. Like I'm awful. People
like you have tried hate to social media.
No, I don't hate it. I'm just it doesn't come natural to me. Like other people are so just natural and they fit it into their lives.
Do you have Spotify streams and stuff?
Okay, so I'm also here's another part of the hype. I'm recording an EP that which should be available in late fall, early winter of this year. That will be on Spotify. I have an EP which I've taken to calling a mixtape that's on SoundCloud and Bandcamp right now. It's called Before the End of the Hour. I haven't actually played any songs off of that yet today. But once I have that, there are a couple of collaborations I've done with producers that are on Spotify right now, but that's not necessarily the like gamut or like entire representation.
So the Spotify stream would be found how?
Stace Brandt.
Okay, let's spell that for the people.
Okay, this is actually a good point. So it's...
See, I'm kind of gently trying to lead you through the nose. Okay.
Thank you. Well, obviously, I'm not used to this. So Stace is S-T-A-C-E. That's it. And then Brandt is B-R-A-N-D-T. So like, if you know the artist Rembrandt. It's spelled the German spelling with DT at the end.
Got it. Okay.
So, there you go.
All right. So you can play maybe another song here for us.
Okay.
What would that might be? You want to play something off the unreleased EP?
I already have.
Which was that?
Which was Circles.
That's a great song.
Thank
that's,
you.
That's a really, really solid song.
Thank you.
Okay, so play something else, whatever you want.
All right, I will play a song called Every Morning, which is I think the first song that you ever heard me play at Passim. So
okay.
It'll be
historical. All right, good. Okay.
Tune up a tiny bit. Sorry, everybody. I want to give a shout out to Allie, Margaret, and Jade, and Suze, who are listening from Good Harbor Beach right now.
Right on.
I couldn't be with them because I'm here, but it sounds like a lovely occasion. But yeah, this song's called Every Morning.
Two more times. Na, na, na.
Thanks.
That is the first song I heard you play.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I still am blown away. When did you start? Now, you didn't go to, you're not a Berklee kid.
I'm not, proudly not.
You're just a natural. When did you pick this instrument up? Last week.
Been playing for about 48 hours. No, when I was in high school, I, kind of a classic story, I was 14 or 15.
Yeah.
And my parents got me a really crappy acoustic guitar because they thought I would probably not continue with it.
Yeah.
And I started playing, and I would say it wasn't until I was about like 21 that after all those years that I actually started writing songs that I was okay with people listening to, that yeah. felt honest, and you know, which I think is the most important part of any song. Is
your lyrics are profound.
Oh.
And that's nice. Coming from me.
Oh. I'm speaking with a songwriting champion over here.
No, well, I'm really, like, I will say a lot of times you listen to musicians out there and you think, that's a good song. Once in a while you hear a song and you think, God, I wish I wrote that song.
Yeah. Well.
And your songs are written from the other side of the gender fence for me, obviously, but so I couldn't have written your songs, but I'm strongly impressed.
Thank you.
You know.
Well, hopefully they're kind of, you know.
They're universal.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Yeah. Hopefully that no matter kind of what you're
They are. I mean, they're like, you know, you're touching on universal stuff, and you have a really magnificent, beautiful singing voice.
Thank you.
And you're, you know, like you leave a lot of space in the music, and it's you're right there.
I mean,
you're just going to get better and better, and that's like disgusting. If you don't mind, I will play one song that you selected, and then we'll close out with one of yours.
Perfect.
Here's Margaret Glasby.
Yes.
It's not often that I'm going to dial Margaret Glasby down to talk, because she's so good. We're just having this conversation here about music, and I don't want to, you know, give up the last couple minutes of your performance. And you are going to play a song called Before the End of the Hour, which is like a fittingly correct song. But we were just briefly talking about electric versus acoustic, and, you know, you haven't been playing acoustic as much lately. Because you have to punch through, and I'll say, you know, the times I've seen you play, and it's not like everybody gets to play like this. I mean, I've been fortunate once in a while I'll play and the room just shuts up, you know, but like, so people listen to what you have to say, and you're right there. You know, like you could play probably something on a Kleenex.
And the
all right, okay. Here we have Stace Brandt. Well, you know, thank you for coming in.
Okay,
my guest today on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio has been Stace Brandt, who you will absolutely be hearing from for a long time to come. And she's going to close out with Before the End of the Hour, her song. This one released yet?
It is, yeah. This is the last song on the EP that I have out right now. So.
Okay, thank you for listening. Stace Brandt.
Yeah, thanks,
I'm Zeke Duckworthy.
For listening.
Radio Zeke says goodbye after this. Thanks.
No, I don't stand a chance against your soul. You got me pinned against the wall. Fight or flight, or I'm gonna fall to my knees. Honestly, you're the only one I see. It's just to release yourself. And I don't know a thing about you. Let's get a drink after dark. Put me in your shoes. Put your feet up for a while. You make it so hard to recover from the nights we spent afraid your body. No, I don't stand a chance, no, against your soul. Against your soul.